Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome. It's time for the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming live coast to coast and around the world. CRNTalk.com, also available in high definition, stunning high definition video on Facebook, Facebook.com/CRNTalk. And I am joined by the legend, an absolute legend, an icon. Two safeties in one game, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Sir, how are you?
Hey,
so happy to be
Mike,
here.
Mike, good to see you. Welcome aboard. You're joining us behind the Mike's mic.
I am. The old growler out on assignment.
Yeah, he's out on the back 40, and you're here. And, you know, what do you make of this NBA shockeroo here with the Clippers and the failure of this team?
We're going to get into more of that next segment, but just my initial thoughts are that was absolutely shocking last night. If you're listening to this later in the week, as everybody knows, the Clippers lost Game 7 to the Denver Nuggets. This is the third time in Doc Rivers' illustrious career where his team has blown a playoff 3-1 lead. And the question needs to be asked, Fred, is Doc Rivers a good coach?
Well, he hasn't been. You know, the other question is, what's the character makeup of your team now? I mean, you know, you can look at this as the performance level of the virus era, and you can look at it as the season is short, and so we really didn't get a good jump on things. You can make a lot of excuses, but it comes down to great players are supposed to play when they're supposed to be great.
And this is a two-headed monster team, too. I mean, we're talking Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's a top-5 player. Paul George is a top-20 player, but I'm sure that rating will go down after his terrible performance these playoffs. Very interesting. We're going to talk about that right after the break, you guys. Big show. It's like our cup was runneth over right now. We have pro football, we have MLB, we have NBA playoffs, and just around the corner, based on some news we're seeing, we're going to have some college football as well. So stick around, you guys. We're here in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Stay with us.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Question: have you ever thought about making an investment in California real estate for the high returns available through trust deeds? As a trusted professional broker, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate has been helping investors earn high yield returns on safer investments for over 32 years. Their trust deeds earn upwards of 13%. That's right, 13%. They invest in notes starting from $100,000 throughout all of California, where real estate remains strong. If you want to know more about high return investments through available deeds of trust, go to their website at sunpacificmortgage.com. That's sunpacificmortgage.com, or call them today at 707-523-2099. 707-523-2099. sunpacificmortgage.com, or call them at 707-523-2099.
Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. The one and only absolute legend, Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? How do you do, everybody? Michael, well, welcome to the show.
Two safeties in one game, a feat that will probably never happen again. And we were talking before, we teased it. The big news of the week in sports, especially here in Southern California where we broadcast from, but this is a national story as well, is the absolute collapse of the Los Angeles Clippers. This is a team that was constructed during the offseason to compete for a title. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard signed as a free agent, which shocked a lot of people. But then the Clippers traded away 6 first-round draft picks, only 4 of which are protected, to clear cap space and to bring Paul George from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the roster. Many pundits, Michael Wilbon, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, all had the Clippers going to the NBA Finals, if not going to actually winning the title. But they collapsed. 3-1 collapse, Fred. And the most interesting thing here is that, to me, is that in Game 5, the Clippers were up 16. In Game 6, they were up 14. And in Game 7, up 12 late. And they blew all those leads. And Doc Rivers, he says he was, quote, never comfortable with the Clippers' conditioning in the playoffs. And this brings up an interesting question, Fred, and this not only applies to the NBA, but to also other sports, particularly the NFL. There's this theory now, this thing called load management.
Load management, yeah.
Where, you know, they rest certain players, try to, you know, save them for the playoffs, they sit guys, and I think the downside of that, Fred, as we're seeing, guys just don't have their wind.
Well, I don't understand load. I understand what the argument for it is by a player when he comes to the team and says, "Hey, you know something? I only want to play, 34 minutes, you know, on an average this year, so I'll be ready for the playoffs." I think that's the argument. And so when they get there, like they are now, they don't perform, and they say, "I'm out of shape. I don't have it. My feet hurt. My back hurts. And here I am, you know, under the spotlight after another game." They were down. They were up 3-1, and they lost 3 straight games to the Nuggets, who are a good team.
Yeah.
But the Lakers were the team that was supposed to be heavily scrutinized. Can they muster up and can they now be the Lakers of old and not only win a championship, but they got to win the hearts and minds of the L.A. basketball fans. And people were saying, I like the Clippers over the Lakers to win that and then to win the title. And the team that we saw against Denver wasn't even close to resembling any of that.
Yeah. I mean, there's been, you know, questions of chemistry. Paul George has, you know, he came out openly during the bubble experience, and he said he was having mental health issues, that he was feeling some sort of depression being in the bubble, and that led to his poor shooting performance. 4 for 16 in game 7. I believe he shot under 40% from two this entire series. But my thing about this load management, about being disconditioned, you're in the bubble. I mean, it's not like you're running around, you know, going to nice restaurants and all that. I mean, all you really have to do is just work out, play video games, and play NBA games.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on that. There's a lot of pressure on look at the right when the league picked up again to decide to go back to the bubble effect. What was the Clipper that went to a strip club?
Sweet Lou Williams.
Sweet Lou Williams, terrific player. And he decided that he was going to go to a funeral.
Uh-huh.
But on the way there, he stopped off at a strip club.
Yeah, he did. He's a big fan of the Wings.
And so how do you make up for that? How do you explain that when you're sitting down across the negotiating table? What is it that you're – who are you getting – in that locker room and on the bus and on the airplane and in the hotels? And who are you getting to share your experiences and try to create a power surge for your team, especially in the playoffs? And so now you're saying that Paul George, there may not be chemistry. He may have a problem with mentally being prepared because he's depressed. He's not home. Well, we're not. No one's home. But here's the deal: when they asked you, "Do you want to opt out of the season?" Which we expect, you know, that there's a possibility that you could do.
Yeah.
Whether or not you wanted to do it or not, but you're the leader of the team, getting a lot of dough. You're a big headliner, and you probably said to yourself, "I better not opt out," because, you know, they expect me not to opt out. So here I am, and now I'm depressed, and I feel like I like to opt out, and I'm not motivated. There are no fans in the stands.
Yeah.
It's boring. The politic of the day weighs heavy on everybody's mind. That's a burden, by the way.
It is, yeah.
And so, here you have a guy who's a professional making a lot of money, as I say, because that's the factor here, is that he's being paid to perform. So let's get off your butt, get out and perform. And I know you're probably disappointed and depressed and sad and tired and hungry, and you don't want to stay in the room on the road. And well, that's just the way it is. This is what life is like in the world when you have to earn a living.
And that's 100% correct. And my question is where is the mental toughness gone from sports? Because in order to become a professional athlete, to get to the top level, you really have to be mentally tough. Of course, you need to be athletically gifted and talented in the skill sense. But mental toughness is what makes you persevere through adversity. And so for you to give up a 3-1 series lead to an inferior team talent-wise, based on a lack of conditioning, that says to me that Doc Rivers has lost the player's ability to really inspire them to play tough. He is a player's coach. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why
he was.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know if that holds true or not. You'd have to, you know, who do you ask? Do you ask the press, the ownership? Do you ask the coaching staff? Do you ask the head coach? Do you ask the players themselves specifically? What group of people, collectively or independently, do you ask when you say, do you think that Doc is a team, a player's coach? What does that mean?
Exactly. Well, and I think in the modern day NBA, I think the players themselves, they see a player's coach as a coach that's not going to yell at them, as a coach that's going to coddle them to some extent to take care of their needs. Yeah. Hence the load management. But I mean, oftentimes coaching is like parenting to some respect.
Well, now you're getting into an area that's going to lead into the next sport that we'll be talking about later on, which is baseball and what's going on in that world.
Yeah, your coach, you know, you want your coach to be like your father. You want him to, you know, to respect you and to treat you with class and with dignity, but also he needs to have the ability to correct you when you are not performing up to standards, up to a $40 million contract.
Well, there's also a thing today in sports, and I've seen the behavior of it coming from coaches and in players, but certainly coaches, that they really don't want to be talked rough to. They're adults. They have kids. They make a lot of money. They have standing, and they have an ego, and they have great talent, and they don't really see themselves being barked at, or being admonished, or being corrected in view of everybody, including the press. That really aggravates players when you do that. Coaches, if you really want to drive into your player, just kind of dress them down a little bit in front of the press. But you have a situation where this is the tough world, mm-hmm. and the more money you make and the more responsible you are, the more apt I'm going to bark at you.
Absolutely. And we're seeing players can get coaches fired left and right. A superstar player nowadays wields far more power than a coach, no matter how well tenured, in certain scenarios. Stick around, you guys. We're going to talk about more in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, Facebook.com/CRNTalk. Stay with us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com. Thank you so much for everybody's listening, watching around the world, all of our friends on Facebook as well, chiming in the chat room. We have Bruce, Shannon, we have Bernard all the way from Quebec City. We have Kathy from Lawndale. We have Paul Stern out there in Palm Springs. Very nice. We have also Teresa out there in Marshall, Texas, right off on Interstate 20. Marshall's a fine town in Harris County. Mm-hmm. And you know, speaking of coaches and players and the relationships there within and the evolution of that relationship, where it's become more of like father-son to now buddy-buddy, we're seeing a lot of that in baseball too, Fred, especially when it comes to managers, quote unquote, protecting pitchers, but not protecting them when it comes to their health, but more protecting their ego, right?
Well, baseball is a funny sport. How do you go about it? You've got great talent. You know, you've got hitting a baseball, throwing it, catching it, hand-eye coordination and catching and running. All that stuff is really unusual, and it's really it's a beautiful sport. You know, when it's played full speed, the object is, you know, can you get people to play at full speed? You know, or can you control and set the tempo as a manager? What is the actual business model that you're going to apply to the personnel of your team? You've got a general manager and an owner, and you've got all the people upstairs telling you this is the type of team we have, so this is the type of team we should have. We got fast guys, so we should run, we should steal, we should do a lot of things. There's a philosophy that a manager says, you should hire me because this is how I can win with the team that you have. And this is what I believe to be true. How you use a pitching staff, this is the philosophy of it, and it's not necessarily, you know, the philosophy of the league, you know,
or the way that the sport is going.
Yeah, or the way that the fad, yeah. I guess it is, the fad. I remember in football, a lot of teams, you know, the Miami Dolphins used a 34 front. They used a defensive tackle on the nose of the center and then two linemen on the tackles, on the guards and on the tackles. And everybody said, oh, gee, it's brilliant. They're using it all the time now. And they have more activity with linebackers. They get to send more people. It's difficult for linemen to leave the line of scrimmage and go through to pick up these shooting linebackers. So it provides some problems. So there's a conversation there about, gee, this is a unique and interesting way of interpreting defense. Well, if you ask Don Shula, he'll tell you, look, we only went to a 34 front because we didn't have a fourth down lineman.
Yeah, the personnel, yeah.
You know, we were short of personnel, so we kind of filled in and we made something out of it. And it was great. And by the way, it wasn't the only time that was done. It was done years before, decades before. You know, there's all kinds of things that's been done, that's been invented and reinvented, that's always been there. And the way a manager uses a pitching staff, you know, the way a manager communicates to his team. What does the manager care about what the team thinks of him? Does the team, you know, there's all kinds of things. There's disciplinary managers that will tell you, you know, look, this is what we want. If we're not going to get this, there's going to be a consequence. You know, gee, let's all pull together. That's a given. When you sign your contract, they expect you to really volunteer your services at high speed. Today, I think it was the other day, we saw a couple of examples here in L.A. With the Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, and how he manages his pitching staff, i.e., the relief pitchers, and one in general, one in particular is Kenley Jansen.
Yeah,
a very talented guy.
Yeah, great closer. Yeah.
A terrific closer, a very talented guy. But as I've always said, you know, I've been in sports, you know, pretty much a good portion of my life. But we would call that guy a head case,
mm-hmm.
you know, like most of those pitchers.
And it shouldn't, I mean, it's baseball is called, you know, the manager is called the manager for a reason. I mean, unlike a coach, where a coach is expected to, you know, provide instruction and guidance, once you get to the MLB, you're supposed to know what you can do and how to win baseball games. And the manager is a person that's supposed to manage those resources most efficiently to provide the most wins for that franchise, not to protect, I think, the players' egos. I mean, I remember 2 years ago when the Dodgers were in the World Series and they brought in Clayton Kershaw in a closing capacity as a setup guy.
In Washington.
Yeah, in a 2 days rest, I believe, and he gave up 2 home runs, causing the Dodgers to lose that particular game. And then Jansen this week as well gave up, I believe, 6 hits in the 9th inning, blowing the save. And my question is why is Dave Roberts, who we like personally, he's a great guy, he's appeared on the show before.
Yeah, well, we can qualify that.
Yeah, we can qualify much. That, great guy. But and this is not indicative only to him, I think this is league-wide, where the managers are, you know, it's a delicate balancing act. They have to satisfy the fan base and the ownership by providing wins on the sheet. But also they have to kind of coddle their players, because if, you know, Dave Roberts goes out there and pulls Jansen and gives him the hook after 2 hits just because it looks like obviously he doesn't have it, then he's going to have an unhappy Kenley Jansen. And same with Clayton Kershaw. These guys are stars. If Clayton Kershaw went to the Dodgers ownership, Magic Johnson and the real people that own the team, mm-hmm. and said, hey, it's either me or Roberts, Roberts is on the way out. And that's true with almost every franchise in sports with a big star, right?
Well, I think that idea is correct. You have to plug the right people in there for someone to, I think, jettison the manager because some player is unhappy with him. But for the most part, that's true. You've got a pitcher, Tony Gonsolin, who's a first-year player, and he came in the other day and he pitched, was it 7? Complete innings,
yeah.
Gave up 1 run, just pitched great. He pitched 90 pitches, I believe it was. He threw 90 pitches, and it was a 3-1 game. And the Dodgers bullpen of late has had a little problems securing tight 1-run, 2-run games in the 9th inning, home half of the 9th. And so they didn't let Gonsolin go back out for an 8th inning, and
that would have got, if he would stayed the whole 8th, that would have gotten him to Jansen. You wouldn't have to bring in that middle.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't have to bring in the middle guy. But the point is that the managers have a philosophy. Here's how I'm going to use my bullpen. And this is my philosophy going into the season. And what we're trying to do is get our bullpen up to speed. So if we can only ask our starters to give us 6 innings.
Yeah.
We've got some guy in there that we're grooming for the 7th, a guy for the 8th. And then, of course, the closer,
yeah.
Jansen. So you've got 6 innings
by
a starter.
Yes, and a setup
then
guy.
You've got 3 innings, 2 by setup people,
yeah.
and then the closer. And And the issue is always if the pitcher who's going into the seventh inning, the starting pitcher, is pitching well, and even if he's got 105, 106 pitches, you let that guy go as far as he can go.
Yeah.
And you use the starting pitcher to eat up the innings rather than continuously run a series of bullpen people that you start to wear them down, you know.
Yeah, and if your starter is dealing, I mean, you take him to the eighth and you have protect the lead, that takes the pressure off Jansen coming in. Just need six outs, and instead of having, you know, protecting a 5-2 run, not a 5-2 lead, now you're protecting a 5-4 lead because your setup guys are usually the ones that are getting you in trouble.
Yeah, and then when it starts to crumble, and when the setup guy comes in the seventh inning or in the eighth inning, and he walks the first guy, what is the mindset of the manager? The mindset is it like, that's it. Here's what I want you to do. I don't want you walking anybody. I don't want you hitting anybody. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy nowadays. You know, a relief pitcher will come in with a one-run lead trying to protect it, and he'll wind up hitting a guy and putting him on base. Or he'll give up a double to guy. A guy's immediately in scoring position. You know, and so all of these philosophies, thoughts of engineering your team to win is
it's subjective.
It's wishful thinking.
It is, yeah.
It's wishful thinking, you know, because when it falls apart, you don't look good.
And also, I think there's, you know, a strategy in management that, you know, you stick to the script no matter what. You stick to what has been successful for you in the past, and you don't make adjustments. And I think you see a lot of that in sports, to much of these teams' detriment. But we're going to talk more about baseball and talk about this new playoff format coming up. Are we going to see the World Series games only in Texas, which is kind of weird? But we're in the Sports Lounge, you guys. CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. Make sure to follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer and on Facebook as well. And thank you for everybody leaving these nice comments in the Facebook chat room. We'll be right back, you guys. Stay with us.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And we are back. Sports Lounge, Soul to Safeties, Fred Dreyer, the legend. Talking a little bit about baseball. So, finally, the MLB, Manfred, the worst commissioner in all of sports, if you ask me, because he was so soft on those cheating Houston Astros. He has announced what the playoffs are going to look like here for the MLB. And it's going to be in a bubble. We're going to have several sites starting in the LDS and NLDS in the divisional series. But come World Series time, it's going to be at a neutral site, no matter who the who are playing in that game. It's going to be at the Texas Rangers' new stadium down there in Arlington. And what is the most vexing to me about this new playoff system, and Manfred has also said he wants to maybe implement some of these protocols moving forward, not the neutral sites, but other expanded games, is he's eliminating the single elimination wild card game, which was one of my favorite things in all of sports, and making that a three-game series. Your thoughts on that?
Explain it to me again.
So the wild cards from each league, as you remember, some people remember, they would have a one-game playoff, where winner take all, and then that wild card team would then...
But that in itself was new, relatively new.
Relatively new, within the last 10 years. But they've expanded that to now that fun winner take all, winner go home, lose and die scenario is now eliminated because they're making that first round a three-game series.
Well, that's a money grab.
You're 100% correct there, Fred.
That's what that is.
100% correct. Because there's nothing like a single elimination game. That's why March Madness so great. That's what makes the NFL so great.
Well, you're missing a 162-game season. So, you're now they're forced to wring out, literally like an old washcloth, wring out as much money of this sport as they possibly can before it's over.
And also, it's going to be a 16-team playoff field, which has been expanded as well. And Manfred has said, he said this publicly, that this expanded playoff roster and expanded playoff games is a cash grab because he says, quote, revenues were so down because of us only a shortened 60-game season. We need to bring in more revenue for these billionaire owners.
Plus, you need more opportunities, more games that are important for these owners to try and cheat their way through to another World Series.
And the bubble, you know, with these neutral sites, there's going to be some on the East Coast, some on the West Coast, but ultimately World Series will be played in Texas. Manfred has said that he would like to see fans in the stadium, but only at 25% capacity. Your thoughts on fans right now in the time of COVID?
Well, here's an opportunity to make some money, Manfred. You know, I mean, so is he now – he's paying homage to the great money grab. At the same time, when it comes time to putting people in the stands for the right reason, they don't do it.
I mean, we all want to protect ourselves, but if people want to go to baseball games, can't they just sign a waiver and go to the baseball game? I mean, I think that they're worried that the league and the teams themselves are worried about liability, correct?
Well, they're trying like hell to convince us while they are duping us that the direction they're giving us for the virus is still valid and important. You know, if you don't want people to show up for these games, you just simply say, you know, it's still dangerous, and that's going to drive a lot of people away. But don't sit there and say, you know, this is really dangerous and it can hurt you, and in some cases it can kill you. But we're going to let you come to the game anyway. But if you do, you got to sit 6 feet apart from everybody, and you've also got to wear a face mask and so forth and so on.
Also, there's supply and demand. I mean, your macroeconomics here. I mean, if you just reduce capacity to 25%, you're going to have diehard fans that want to travel to these games, people with means. Yeah. You can just raise the prices. I mean, you can just be like, hey, that seat that for this World Series game, that was $300. Well, we only have 25% of those seats now. Now it's going to be 1,000, and I think people will pay.
Well, I mean, yeah, is that what baseball wants to do? Do they want to be that blatant about shaking everybody down?
That's a good question. Good
you
point.
Know, do you are they? Is it down to that? Is it down to help us dupe you by overcharging you so we can make money? And apparently it is, and I don't have an appetite for what they're trying to do to people. You know, you saw, you know, we can get into it later on, I suppose, but you saw what the college football is faced with, mm-hmm. and they wised up. Somebody made a phone call. They met. And they decided, listen, we're going to play these games, and we're going to invite people to the games, and we're going to get on with it. It might be a limited schedule, but we're going to get on with it. And so now you've got these playoff formats that have to be monetized. And so we're not only asked to participate in them, we're asked to help them monetize it.
Yeah, it's one thing that's interesting about COVID and sports, Fred, and I think this is, like you just said, it's perfectly illustrated with what the MLB has been doing, is that it was always implicit that this is a cash grab, that this is all about
yes.
putting money, but now it's become explicit. I mean, Manfred has said, just like we covered publicly, that, hey, we're doing this whole expanded playoffs because we need the revenue. And
you've got to save the sport.
Save the sport. And that is ridiculous. I mean, I understand that these guys have contracts with various media outlets. They might have to do give backs with some of these regionals.
Oh, God forbid anybody has to give money back.
And that's the thing, Fred. That's the thing. These sports franchises are worth billions of dollars. A hedge fund manager just bought the New York Mets.
Oh, boy.
For $2.3 billion. These guys have all the money in the world. But it seems like they're nickeling and diming the fans, and it's oftentimes the players at every corner. Where are we going here?
Well, if you've got a baseball team, you also must have – you can't – not do without. You must have a distribution arm. You must have a station. You must have a programming, economical. Look what the Dodgers did with the Spectrum.
Yeah,
you know they are producing product year round, and when they're not filming and shooting regular baseball games, regular season games, and when they're down and when something like this happens, they load that Dodger thing up. Oh, let's go down and see what the Dodgers think about the strike. Let's go down and see what the Dodgers think about playing first base with the virus. You know, all these things, you know, they can make up and have a wonderful time. And Major League Baseball owners, needs a lot to be desired, believe me, when it comes to the character of trying to get the people in the stands and do it the right way.
Yeah, baseball is one of the only sports that really is, you know, in terms of TV and media, is extremely important in the local markets. I mean, the NFL is a national sport, the NBA to some extent too, but a lot of these television stations, like, for example, the Fox Sports Network, which has all these regional sports networks all around the country, mm-hmm. those are all propped up solely on those local baseball teams. And like you just said, you have to have that media distribution arm, because live sports and news are the only things that you're going to get big money for advertisers on nowadays. Everybody's on the DVR, everybody's on streaming on Netflix. But people yeah. are only really watching live and in real time. Therefore, live watching those live real time ads is live sports and news. And so that's a huge revenue stream for these teams if they control that arm. And that's why I'm so kind of disgusted at the way sometimes they nickel and dime the fans.
Well, the fans are always the last to know, and also the last to dig into the end of their wallet. And you're seeing it now. And I'm I'm constantly amazed at how the fans go along with everything that's being put out. They so much love their sports, and that's why it's so wrong to do what they've done to the sport: baseball, basketball, football, all of the sports. How they have perjured the heart and soul of this culture's entertainment source.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that you can see some pushback towards owners when they deliver not only a bad product, but also a bad value for that product. Like the Washington football team. Dan Snyder is probably one of the worst owners in all of sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, irregardless of the name, I mean, that's a discussion for another day. But the way he has run his franchise over the years, not competitive, but also, I mean, just ridiculous stadium situation, ridiculous concession prices, parking and whatnot. People stopped going. I mean, people literally stopped going to the games. Mm-hmm. Where you'd have, when they play the Eagles, you'd see more Eagles fans in the stadium than you would actually see Washington football team fans. That's the only time I can really remember in my lifetime where a fan base, maybe the Clippers under Sterling, just turned away from a franchise.
Why didn't the other owners a long time ago, you know, come out and tell Dan, "Hey, Dan, I know you bought the Redskins with the name Redskins on it. Okay, I got it. But we're not getting satisfaction here. But here's the other thing that we're upset about. The way you deal with people and how you talk to people, your attitude towards life in general, and the people that you work with is not good. You know, the word of mouth on you is not good within the league sources.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we really would like you to cough the team up. We're willing to find some people, put some people together to buy you out of your position and get you out of here. And, you know, not enough of that stuff, not enough of policing your own. If you're an owner, such as, you know, we talked about the Astro owner, can't somebody come out and just simply say, "We're calling for you to divest the team. Dan Snyder, we don't want you as an owner. Out."
Someone explained this to me on why they don't do that, and he made a really, really good analogy. Why you don't see like a consortium of the other owners in various sports leagues come together and blackball another owner, because they are terrible not only for the league itself but for that particular franchise. And he analogized it to the mafia. When all the bosses meet, you know, when the commission meets, no, you're not going to see the boss from Philly want to sanction a hit on the boss of New York, because the boss of Philly knows that, hey, maybe down the road I might do something. Maybe my fortunes take a turn from the worse. And now the rest of the league is going to put a hit out on me. And so they're terrified that, you know, no matter what the misconduct is, that if they sanction any one of their other owners, perhaps the same thing can happen to them down the road.
Hopefully. You know, I mean, that's what you get when you buy into it. You cut your finger and you light the candle and you burn the piece of paper in your palm. You're a made man and you get all the little goodies and everything that comes along with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you're not running the team correctly, and look, it's a closed clubhouse. You got 30 owners, and that's it. They don't want 32 owners. They don't want anybody screwing around with their stuff. Okay, but run it correctly. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't do it. And how do you get them to do it? Don't go to the games.
Exactly. And I think also there needs to be some sort of enforceable language when a new owner comes in, and even existing owners, that, you know, they can be subject to some sort of sanction from the league and the owners themselves for conduct detrimental to the sport in itself as a whole. Stick around, you guys. We're here in the Sports Lounge. Coming back to wrap things up here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. Make sure to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Make sure to follow him on Facebook as well. Make sure to check out us on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/CRNTalk. Stick around.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
And we are back here in the Sports Lounge wrapping things up. Siren Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/Siren Talk. And speaking of the aforementioned Facebook, got some questions here in the chat room. We love these, you guys. Keep them coming. One from Kathy and one from Pamela that we can kind of combine. First, any thoughts regarding the most recent Rams game? And also, what are your thoughts about the Rams' new uniforms?
The Rams game was pretty good. Day one, that's the only thing that matters on opening day, certainly. But the uniforms were interesting. I hope they keep it simple. I hope they have a white pants and a blue top, a yellow top. I hope they have all white on when they're on the road. They look the all white is kind of like a bone color, which is okay if you want to go with that, fine. But the problem still remains for me is the helmets, the horns don't come together in the front like they did into a V.
Yeah,
they come out of a V around. That's a big problem. That's a Tinker Toy Ram helmet. It's not. It's not very complimentary of the spirit of the L.A. Rams. So I would hope that they would somewhere down the road maybe give it a shot and change it.
Yeah, you know, before the classic Rams uniform, the white with the yellow and the blue, and like you said, you actually had Rams, like, you know, from the actual, you know, animal Rams. And now it looks like little Princess Leia, little buns on the side.
It looks like like a child was asked to draw some horns.
And that off white, it's like kind of like a taupe almost, and it's a little bit off putting when you see it, especially under the stadium lights. It's a Very interesting. Fred, we got about a minute left. Any thoughts on the Tom Brady experience so far on Tampa Bay losing in week one?
No, it's just another game. It's an opener. He didn't play well. He threw some bad balls. Those were the two that directly led to his demise.
Yeah, two picks, one pick six, which is extremely rare for him. But we're going to watch that moving forward. Also, we're going to make sure to watch the Patriots as well.
I think they're going to be fine that team.
The Patriots? Or
yeah.
The Tampa Bay.
Tampa and the Patriots as well. I don't dislike the quarterback.
Yeah, Cam Newton played pretty well.
Not bad.
Thank you so much, you guys. Fred, thank you. Listen to the podcast, FredDreyerShow.com.
Yep.
Follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. And email Fred Dreyer @SirenTalk.com. Thank you so much. See you next week in the sports.
Bye-bye, folks.